This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off hour number two of the final night of broadcasting here from Freedom Fest 2019. And I say night because you're probably listening after dark, well, unless you're on the West Coast, which is actually where we are. So it's kind of weird doing a show earlier, although we've been recording it throughout the event because it's easier to do that with our guests. We can just grab them when they come by, like Grover Norquist from ATR.org. We were just talking in the last hour, if you're just tuning in, we were talking about government taxing the pledge that you guys have over at ATR.org that various different politicians have taken, that you say, surprisingly, these lying scum have actually held to their pledge. It's hard to believe that, Grover.
Well, interestingly, there was a study done by a university in Washington State that found that saying you won't raise taxes had no impact at all.
But writing it down.
Yes. Somehow, and we get people who I think would lie easily to us, but they don't put it in writing.
Interesting.
It's very...
So these are attorneys, so maybe that means something. That means something to them. There's actually an organization in New Hampshire, Mark and I live there, that I think was probably inspired by you, the Coalition for New Hampshire Taxpayers, and they do the exact same thing. They
we work with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a nice event every year. It's wonderful. I love those.
I wanted to talk about your button. You've got a really cool button on that says, "Tariffs are taxes that Americans pay."
They are, indeed. When the country was formed, almost the only taxes people paid were tariffs. That was the tax
burden. It's constitutional.
It's in the Constitution. And people didn't like tariffs to be raised.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina in the 1830s, this is before the Civil War, 1830s, called out the state militia because of the tariff of abominations, the high tariffs that it passed, and the government pulled them back down again.
Wow.
They called a national convention, which people from all states came to talk about the costs of tariffs. People focused a lot more on tariffs then because it was a larger part of the tax burden.
If you're only pushing back against one tax, that's easier than pushing back against 100.
I like one tax as opposed to many taxes. I like fewer taxes for just that reason, that because they can raise each one a little bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you've got a lot. But if they have to come to you and say, you see this one tax, it's going up, everybody's focused on it, and people can say no easier.
So the tariffs obviously are things here on Free Talk Live. And, you know,
yep.
we're against every tax in every form, single time. We're against every government program they have that's trotted out. Just against them all.
If it's coercive, we're against it.
Yeah, but
if it's called a program, it's probably unconstitutional.
Agreed. And obviously Trump. I kind of have this strange feeling about Trump. I like some of the things he's done specifically in foreign policy. He's attempting to make peace over in North Korea. He said in Iran that 125 dead Iranians isn't worth one flying robot. There's a few things that he said that I really like that he's done. Do you have a similar sort of love-hate relationship with this president?
I think you have to recognize that all politicians, unless you run for office yourself, you're going to have disagreements with. And you just have to balance them out. I mean, at the end of the day, a Republican president and a Republican Congress have changed the judiciary for 20-plus years into the future. And that means that the courts won't be pushing America into bigger government. Matter of fact, it'll drift a little bit back towards the center of where it should be. The tax cut has been phenomenal for economic growth, very, very helpful. The deregulation movement has been phenomenal. The use of tariffs as a negotiating tool is disappointing.
Hmm.
Because the danger is you get stuck with the tariffs. And
right.
then tariffs are taxes with a domestic constituency. Once you've got tariffs protecting, say, steel mills, the steel mills decide they like that tax. And unlike most taxes, which nobody fights, no good people fight to protect,
right.
you can put people in a position where their industry feels they want to keep the tax going.
It's just a subsidy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be the outcome? I mean, there's, you know, Trump has some of the lowest numbers I've seen on presidents. Not that I know everything. I don't pay too much attention to the polls, but I've heard from, you know, mainstream media that, yeah, he's got some low numbers comparative to other presidents, even though the economy's booming, never been better. What are your thoughts on the upcoming election here? We seem to have every array of socialists that we could possibly choose from.
If we can get the agreement with China, which ends the tariff war, and get some progress on intellectual property, I think you'll see the stock market really run forward. The president's also looking to end the index, end the tax on inflation and capital gains. So he'd only pay capital gains on real gains. Basically cuts the capital gains tax in half on average. And for people who are in their 50s and 60s and 70s, by two-thirds and three-quarters, because so much of that stock that you bought in 1970 is the gain is inflation, you only tax the real gain, you've cut the capital gains rate dramatically. That will really supercharge the economy. Both ending the trade war with China and ending the taxation of inflation will give us a spurt, a long-term increase in growth that will be very helpful for the election. The other piece of this is the Democrats are running as a combination of George McGovern and Walter Mondale. George McGovern picked up every left-wing idea he could and said, I'm for that,
yep.
Which the Democrats
are fighting
are
over them. They're fighting over the most unworkable programs.
And inventing new ones. And then the second part is Walter Mondale got up and said, vote for me, I'll raise your taxes. And he carried one state, Minnesota. So the Democrats are all saying, vote for me, I'll raise your taxes. And they're all saying, I'm the most liberal guy in town. The last two times we did that, it just didn't work very well for the Democrat candidate. I don't know that in a day of C-SPAN and Twitter and Facebook, where every promised tax hike is permanently on the record, they can't walk that back with any credibility. Once they've said this stuff on TV, Biden has said he's going to repeal the whole tax cut 10 times on video.
Yep.
Right. Try and walk that back.
And I can't even imagine Biden having a chance. I mean, running around sniffing everybody's daughter's hair. The one cudgel that they
have.
That's
the only semi-reasonable thing about him. The rest is nuts. That's as close as he gets to vaguely normal.
The cudgel that he has, or that the Democrats have against Trump, is that, you know, he's got some 15-year-old quote where he's talking about grabbing women to where the sun don't shine or whatever. And, Biden just nullifies all of that for them. If they bring out somebody who's a little more palatable, like Warren, she hasn't seen a tax, she hasn't seen a program that she doesn't love.
Yeah.
I can't believe that the Democrats are being so short-sighted that they have this opportunity and they're going to throw it away.
Making the same mistake they made with Hillary. They think they can't lose. And as a result, they're getting very sloppy.
Cocky.
Yeah. And that cost them last time. And it may save Trump with all the other challenges he has. The Democrats may help save him. The economy's big, but the Democrats themselves may save him.
The Democrats, they're a big party, and they have a lot of factions. Their highly liberal white college student faction is very powerful right now because they didn't get what they wanted with Bernie, so they're going to get it now. And they're going to find, I believe, that it just doesn't work. That they're going to, that their base, some of their base is just going to peel away.
Well, and Bernie's finding this out because he doesn't pay $15 an hour to his campaign workers.
Right.
And they're talking about going on strike.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's always a joy working with that sort of situation.
That'll be hilarious if that comes about.
What do you do to reach out to Democratic politicians? This pledge could be helpful to them. How many do you have that have signed it?
There are some at the state level right now, none at the federal level. We had two senators and five congressmen back in 1990-92. After the 94 election, both senators became Republicans, and all five of the Democrat congressmen who'd signed the pledge became Republicans. So Democrats tend to take it either just before they become Republicans or just before they lose the next election, and they think this is grabbing on to life support. But it doesn't work. If your whole life you've been raising taxes and then you promise we'll tell the world you did it, but your ability to credibly sell people that that's your new position is diminished.
It's tough.
Sure. Now, you said that you do have a form for state candidates as well. So
yes, we do. So if you go to our website, ATR.org, you can pull down the federal pledge or the state pledge, send it in, and we'll make sure the world knows that you're a pledge taker.
Very cool. That's Grover Norquist. He is behind Americans for Tax Reform at ATR.org. Thank you for sitting in with us here on Free Talk
Live. Good to be with you guys.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. We're here at Freedom Fest on the final night, and you can go to freedomfest.com if you want to learn more about this event. And don't forget, we're over at freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. We are at Freedom Fest 2019 for the final day of this four-day-long event. We've been talking with some interesting folks here throughout the weekend, and we're going to continue that. But first, want to make sure you know about My Magic Mud. Mark, you brought your My Magic Mud toothpaste along with you here.
Yeah, I love My Magic Mud. There's I haven't been without their products at all for more than half a decade now, because I love them. Not only is it clinically proven to whiten teeth, but it also, in my opinion, gets your teeth cleaner than regular toothpaste. It's you can find it at most major health food stores and Walmart's natural beauty aisles, Sprouts, CVS, natural grocers. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20, then you get 20% off of this great product. And, you know, it's a little surprising. It's a black tooth powder. Now, tooth powders used to be really, really popular back in the day. The reason that it's a powder is because it's activated charcoal. You mix it with water. It's not as effective if it sits around. It has to be used relatively immediately. That's why it's a dry black tooth powder. And it's made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's great. I love it. I won't be without it. Please try it. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
Joining us in our remote studios here at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas is Brandon Lundberg from RadiantPainRelief.com. Brandon, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah, tell us about what you're here for.
Well, we're here educating people and actually raising money to grow our business and help change the way that chronic pain is understood and how it's treated.
Okay. What is chronic pain?
Chronic pain is pain that's basically persisting longer than is appropriate to the cause, or in some cases, there's no clear cause.
So why does that happen? I mean, isn't pain just a signal from your body that something's gone wrong, and that's what it's there for, right?
Right. Yeah. In the short term, it's a protective and productive function.
Right.
And even though we feel pain in our tissue, The modern scientific understanding of pain is that it all comes from the brain, not from the tissue.
Okay, that makes sense, right?
And
nervous system, brain, gotcha.
Exactly, yep. And so, but when pain becomes chronic, essentially the brain, for a variety of reasons, becomes habitualized or wired to expect and perpetuate the pain experience regardless of what's happening in the tissue. We think it's a tissue problem. Most of the medical therapies out there address the tissue, or they're a drug that, you know, gets people addicted and has side effects, and
right.
We're
mm-hmm.
approaching it from a completely different way.
Yeah. So many. America has been swept with this terrible plague of problems through opioids. Not to say that they can't be useful for people. Certainly, there are people out there that need them and take them and that kind of thing. But so many have fallen prey to these addictive drugs.
Yeah, they are highly addictive, and as lawsuits are unfolding across the country against these drug manufacturers,
yep.
It's becoming pretty clear that they knew what they were doing when they were promoting these and, you know, essentially, you know, misrepresenting the addictive nature that these drugs really have. And the unfortunate reality is that people do need, they're desperate for solutions, they're desperate for relief, and, you know, and they work in the short term, but it really hasn't been until we've develop this whole addiction epidemic that we go, holy cow, maybe we approach this problem the wrong way.
So how are you approaching it over at your organization?
Yeah, the first obviously is to understand modern pain science and the brain's involvement in the pain experience. And so the first thing is education and educating people about that. And we give the first treatment in our clinics for free so that there's a very low barrier. Someone's in pain, they've tried everything, they come to us desperate, maybe skeptical, and we educate them about that modern pain science with the focus back on who they want to be. That combination of education and a reminder that they self-generate about the best of who they are as a person is life-changing for many people. It's not uncommon for us to see tears of joy and hope start to rekindle at that point where they're like, oh my gosh, maybe I don't have to be confined to this body. We then treat them, again, the first session being free, through a technology that allows us to send up artificial nerve impulses via electrodes on the skin through the nervous system. And those electrodes basically tell the brain, no pain. It's essentially like a reminder of what normalized pain should be. Mm. And then through the principles of neuroplasticity, or the brain's ability to learn, through a series of repeated sessions, we can restore the brain and thereby the body back to a more normal perception of pain to get relief that becomes lasting without drugs, without needles, without surgery, and none of the side effects or risks of those things.
So this first free session that people go in, they may experience pain relief, but the brain needs sort of a resetting over time, and therefore you know, more sessions would actually solve the problem in the long term. The first one likely will solve it in the short term. Is that the idea?
The first one, in most cases, gives them some level of noticeable relief or change. They go, okay, this is something here. But it really is, as you mentioned, a process that's borne out over time. And if you think about anything your brain learns, algebra or speaking Spanish or even riding a bicycle, it's a process of repetition and exposure.
Well, can you tell us more about the technology that's involved in this?
Yeah, the current technology that we work with is an FDA-approved technology known in the medical literature as scrambler therapy. It's been researched at the Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins and other reputable institutions, but ignored by mainstream medicine, in part because most physicians are trained in pain science from the 1960s, so there's a lag in understanding, and then there's an economic disincentive in most cases for them to adopt it, so it hasn't found commercial success. So
what's the economic disincentive?
Well, it's multiple, but if you're a pain doctor, you make a lot of money doing the course of therapies that you do. If you're not a pain doctor, you're just so busy and inundated that you just do the best you can to get the person through the process. And that typically means short office visits and let's prescribe you a medication and good luck. Hope it works out.
So is it covered by insurance?
It's not at this time.
It doesn't sound like it is. What have you been working with insurance companies? What do insurance companies think about all this?
Well, to be honest, we aren't working with insurance. Instead, we said, how do we make this accessible and affordable to as many people as possible.
Right.
I spent about a decade in the hearing aid industry. Hearing aids are not covered by insurance.
Right.
They're not cheap. And I thought, well, if people are spending that kind of money for a hearing loss, let's see if we can make this affordable and accessible to the average person.
I have no idea how much, I have some general idea how much hearing aids cost, but I would guess that if they went through insurance companies, they'd cost about 10 times what they currently are.
Well, you know, the insurance, that's a long story, but insurance has really kind of distorted the economic realities that both clinicians and consumers understand about what healthcare costs, and it's changed everything. So instead, we said, look, I think healthier businesses, if you can create a value proposition to a consumer that they want to open their wallet and invest in, that's a healthier dynamic anyway.
I concur with you 100%.
What we're focused on.
If the consumer doesn't want the product enough to pay whatever the price is, then that product isn't worth it.
Right.
That's actually what value is.
100%.
We have somehow gotten our minds twisted in the last 100 years. Around medicine, that somehow we all have a right to these therapies that in many cases don't work, and in some cases, FDA approved drugs will have an effectiveness ratio that's slightly higher than a placebo.
Yeah,
and that's not a cure for anything.
No,
that's just magic.
Well, in the case of pain, you're going to get doped up by a lot of these drugs, not good either. Plus,
opiates
you're going to pour through the nose. Well, they work, but they create all kinds of addictive problems, and then they're gone. These opiates all the time. Is this more affordable than opiates right now?
Well, it's probably not more affordable than opiates because in most cases those are covered by insurance. They may have a small deductible. There are other drugs that are commonly prescribed that are more expensive, and we're comparable to that or less expensive. We sell it on typically a membership model, and so it's around $10 a day over time to get and maintain relief. And so when people understand the value of getting their life back and they contrast it to other therapies, price is really actually rarely an issue for most of our clients.
How long does it take for the therapy generally to work? Can you answer that question?
Yeah, well, again, in the first session, most people see some level of relief that gives them hope. And then it's a daily session in most cases for 2 or 3 weeks. We average an 84% reduction in pain, which is a life-changing amount of reduction
for most
of these people when they've been in pain for years or decades and in their mind have and probably truly have tried everything to try to get it, a better quality of life and haven't found it until now. So,
Brandon, thanks for joining us here. It's Brandon Lundberg from RadiantPainRelief.com. Really appreciate you
being here, gentlemen.
On Free Talk.
I really appreciate it.
As we continue from Freedom Fest 20.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A British oil tanker was seized in the Strait of Hormuz by Iranian forces while another was temporarily stopped and sent on its way. Here's the words of British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
Stena Impero was seized in Omani waters in clear contravention of international law. This is totally and utterly unacceptable. It raises very serious questions about the security of British shipping and indeed international shipping.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims that they seized the tanker for violating international regulations. Three members of a now-defunct white supremacist group were sentenced to more than 2 years in prison for punching, kicking, and choking counter-demonstrators at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville and events in California. Benjamin Daly, Thomas Gillen, and Michael Maselis were members of the group known as the Rise Above Movement, and the U.S. Attorney's Office sentenced them yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Freedom Fest 2019 on the final day of this conference. And if you missed it, well, just go to freedomfest.com. You can learn more about the event there. And I suspect they're going to have videos posted because I know they posted some from last year. So at some point, you'll get to probably pay some sort of fee and get access to those over at freedomfest.com. And we've had the pleasure of talking with all manner of different folks here, including some of the speakers. And that's next up. We've got Kevin Ormond. Ormond.
Yeah, just like Osmond, only with an R.
Right. Who's with us here. He is an author and one of the speakers here, the myriad of speakers at this this conference. We can't talk to them all, but we got you, Kevin. You've written a book, a few of them, as I understand.
Yeah, this is my fourth book, yes.
This new one is The Constitution of a Great Leader, Leadership in the 21st Century. Why is leadership important?
What a wonderful question. Everything rises and falls on the character and quality of leadership. For example, great leadership, we can have wonderful things happen. And that's true in a business, that's true in a nonprofit, that's true in a country. Poor leadership, and we end up with 55 million dead from a guy named Adolf Hitler as a leader. So it goes on and on. So it really is key element. Everything is successful or not successful based upon how well we lead it. Because leadership's about people. You can't manage people, you manage things. You have to lead people. It's a different thing altogether, an entirely different skill set.
Right, and leadership is important because not everybody wants to lead. They know, want to look to somebody to suggest what they should do and how they should do it.
And yet everybody leads at some level.
Yes.
You know, people, everybody is a leader.
Well, you're leading your own life, that's for sure.
Well, and you're leading your family. You're leading something. You know, you're leading a little group of coworkers or a neighborhood watch or something. Mm-hmm. Everybody leads at some level.
Right, I think that people that don't want to claim the responsibility of leadership just don't want to claim responsibility.
That is the leader's gift to the world, is claiming responsibility. Taking responsibility is the leader's gift to the world.
And setting an example, right?
Of course.
For other people to follow and emulate those things.
Of course.
How does the Constitution tie in here? You're talking about the U.S. Constitution?
Yes, sir. You know, I did something I've never seen it done before, and that was that I analyzed the Constitution from a leadership perspective as opposed to historical or legal perspectives like everybody else does.
Right.
And the reason I did that, of course, is because that's my area of expertise. But I looked at that, and I said, you know what? This thing is full of principles that we can apply in our own lives and our own leadership to improve. And the proof's in the pudding. This thing has been working for 230 years. It's the oldest written constitution on the planet. All the others that exist are copies of this thing. You know, and so maybe we ought to pay attention to something that's been working that long. Maybe there's things in here that we can learn.
Can you give us an example?
Well, for example, okay, you know, the preamble is the idea of a mission statement. Here is the framework. One of the most important things that leaders do is framing. And what that means is I am going to set up the relationships between the people. I'm the relationships between the organization and the people. Whether it's suppliers, customers, family members, pick one. Depends on your organization. But that framework, everything hangs on the framework. And so I, as a leader, have to structure that framework and lay it out there. That then creates that. So when the Constitution was first sent to the states, it wasn't called the Constitution. It was called a frame of government.
Okay. So what are the what can the individual who wants to be a great leader learn from the Constitution?
Well, a lot of things. First of all, the fact that these principles, in my book I came up with 69 of them. I could have come up with more, but the publisher said I only want it that big, so
okay.
that's how big it was. But
I listen to the publisher.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, hey, they're in charge. Indigo River Publishing is the publisher, by the way. And they that was their request, so we could have gone farther.
Looks like just over 100 pages.
Yeah, 100 and some odd.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, so, it is. Basically, it's a flight, a cross-country flight.
Mm-hmm. You're done.
You can read it. And that's the concept. That's what they were looking for.
So what are some of these 69 principles of leadership that are in the book?
Well, one of the, I think, really interesting ones is that organizations need very tightly defined boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And individuals need wide latitude to operate within. And so what the Constitution did and the principle behind it is proven to make organizations more viable, and that is that they give everybody wide latitude. Look, if you've got a goal post to kick a field goal through in American football, not everybody's American, but in American football, where in there does that ball have to go to get me 3 points? And the answer is anywhere. It can bounce off the goal post and still dribble through, and I still get 3 points. It can be 5 miles high because it's an infinitely high box.
It can be perfectly right in the center or way off the edge.
Yeah, and they're always
either way, it's the same 3 points.
That's right, and they're always aiming for dead nuts, but anywhere works. So basically what you're doing is you are allowing this latitude of this operation within some definite boundaries. With the organization, in this case the U.S. government, the Constitution did, you've got to make a box. You can't give it that much room. You let the people operate everywhere else. So essentially the Tenth Amendment talks about the fact that the federal government stays in a box, and everything else belongs to the states or to the people. So they have the latitude, not the organization. So whether that's your
company, seems like the organization might have gotten beyond the box.
In the case of the government, I would agree with you. I don't think there's any question about that. The idea here, though, is that this is why it's still operable. This is why it's still working. So if I'm a leader and I'm creating an organization, or I'm trying to turn one around, or I'm trying to just make a dysfunctional family more functional, anything like that, I'm going to set some structures here, and then I'm going to allow some latitudes and let people's innovation then fill in the blanks, mm-hmm. rather than try to micromanage everything. And, of course, that's the problem we've got, is we've got a Congress and courts that think they can micromanage everything. That's that issue.
But this is one of the things. I just want to get your comment on this.
Yeah.
In the news media, you'll frequently see them refer to politicians as leaders. And I personally take this as an offense because I don't believe that, you know, I think a leader is somebody that you choose to follow, that
yes.
That somebody will follow on a voluntary basis
right.
because they're inspired by that person,
right.
because they value what they have to
that's
say.
Right.
And I don't feel like politicians are leaders
no.
For the most part, because they are coercion. They, you know, they represent violence. They represent force.
Absolutely.
They represent forcing people to do what they say.
Yep.
That's the opposite of a leader.
Of course it is. And in fact, in my book, I talk about the fact, why are politicians such lousy leaders?
Mm.
Okay. Why are so many corporate executives such lousy leaders? But the real kicker is, why are we the people who are supposed to be the ultimate sovereign? Why are we such lousy leaders to allow these knuckleheads to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Why
yes.
are the politicians and corporate heads, why are they lousy leaders? What, you know,
bad incentives.
Okay.
Their incentives aren't the same as everybody else's. And so if I'm a politician, my incentive is to get reelected. That's it.
Yep.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. And the cycles are too short. Everything's short-term thinking. If you want things to work well, you have to have a long view. Because I want my company, for example, to be making money 30 years from now, okay, when my kids are there and I'm gone. I want that kind of thing happening. I do not want, yes, this quarter's profits have a value, but are they the most important thing? Absolutely not. And so that's the bottom line. You know, you've got to have this long term, and their incentives are all short term. Their incentives are at most 6 years, which is a short term.
Mm-hmm.
At a presidential level, that's four, and at the House level, that's only 2 years. It's too short term of an incentive in that sense. The problem is that they can keep doing it again and again and be in there for 40 years, and so kick them out after a couple of terms and recycle, put somebody else through.
Is that how we make politicians better leaders, by putting in term limits?
Absolutely, because what that does is that first of all, it shakes up everything, and it gives us opportunity to do something different. Could there be unintended consequences? Of course. Will they be worse? I doubt it.
Seems, yeah.
I doubt it.
What could be worse?
My point, yeah, so you got it. And I mean, I don't think that this is something where we could really make a serious mistake by putting term limits. I just don't foresee any possibility for any serious error here.
Right. I've always been kind of skeptical of term limits as a solution, because I don't think it's a full solution. However,
it's just a baby step.
I'll take this baby step, I guess.
You got it, yeah.
Kevin Ormond, the book, The Constitution of a Great Leader, available now, Amazon?
Yeah, as of last week. It's brand spanking new.
And by the way, his name,
at the event.
Got to clarify this. Kevin with a C, CEVINORMOND, and his website, KevinOrmond.com. Thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much.
We got more coming up here from Free Talk.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live at Freedom Fest 2019. You can't join us because it's over by the time you're hearing this, but maybe you want to come next year. You can go to freedomfest.com. You can learn more about the event there. And also, I want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. That is where you can buy and or sell Bitcoin Cash, and you can do it with a bunch of different payment methods. We've got, like, I don't know, five different Free Talk Live co-hosts with active accounts over there at Bitcoin.com. So get on over and, excuse me, local.bitcoin.com. It's part of Bitcoin.com, which is a much larger website with all kinds of information about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. But if you want to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash, and you want to do it with some relative privacy, there's no know your customer requirements to create an account, which is super awesome, and also the conversations that you have between buyer and seller are encrypted at local.bitcoin.com. It's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio, and now joining us, Matt Kibbe. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, it's good to be with you guys.
Great to have you here. You were just telling me that you're a film producer.
Yes, so I am the president of a group called FreeThePeople.org, which is a group we created about 4 years ago, and the goal was to reach young people. I call them the Liberty Curious Generation, young people that don't know that they share a lot of our libertarian values, in large part because they don't engage in political debates, they don't read Ludwig von Mises or anything like that. They consume content, and it's content about... it's about people. It's about stories. It's about values. It's not about downward sloping demand curves or non-aggression principles.
They want to watch somebody eat a Tide Pod.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would love to watch that. Yeah. Just to watch the whole process.
I'm told that the young people, they're a bunch of socialists that want everything given to them because they've never worked a day in their life.
I don't buy that at all.
Okay.
I think, and I've spent a lot of time sort of... dissecting the language and the things that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other young democratic socialists talk about, And I think, you know, on the positive side, you're looking at a generation that has grown up in a radically libertarian world. They choose everything. They live online. They curate their friends. They shop their music. You know, I'm old enough to remember when you had to go to this thing called a record store to try to find the music that you wanted, and it was never there anyway. Young people couldn't conceive of that world where they didn't have infinite choice. And it applies to everything they do. It even applies to how they consume ideas and information. And in that radically decentralized world, I feel like liberty ideas are more competitive than ever before. And even when you look at someone like AOC, when she's talking about what she believes, you know, before she tacks on, we're going to nationalize the energy industry, before we're going to nationalize healthcare, she talks about this bottom-up vision she has for people working together at the community level to solve problems, and she talks a lot about dignity and respect and community. And I'm like, you're describing a radically libertarian world. This isn't socialism at all. Socialism is a very top-down, one-size-fits-all.
Right.
Somebody with a gun is going to tell you how to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that disconnect with them. But I think that ethos, that story that she tells is what's attractive to people. And one of the things that we sort of suck at as libertarians is we think everyone read all the same books we did.
Yeah.
So we want to quote Mises and Hayek, and I'm guilty of this myself. But if we could tell more stories and if we could sort of talk about those values of community and justice and dignity that come from liberty.
So do you, when you tell the stories, do you, I get your emails regularly, but I can't say that I recall off the top of my head any of the video content of which you're speaking. Are the stories about, you know, sort of the consequences of what happens once the government gets involved? Is it like, you know, hey, here's what the problem is, and then here was what the solution was, and here's what the problems were with the solution?
Lots of different styles of content because part of this is sort of iterative experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you respect your audience enough that they're going to tell you whether or not you've connected and whether or not this story, this video works. So you'll find more typical stuff on our website where I actually do talk about Hayek. But but then I'll go to a Grateful Dead concert and explain how Jerry Garcia and Hayek actually had the same concept of spontaneous order and letting people figure stuff out for themselves. We do a lot of videos about beer, and beer to me is a metaphor for entrepreneurship.
Yeah, beer's been very successful recently. You saw beer be very decentralized, then beer came together to be extraordinarily centralized, much of that having to do with the distributor model that was created after Prohibition. And
now shoved down people's throats by the government.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, what happened with Prohibition was everything was outlawed. Then when Prohibition was destroyed, then the distributor model comes in place. And basically, these are people, you know, drug dealers that have bought the license to distribute from the government. And the government then keeps everybody else out. Then we have the microbrews coming in where the demand for some different taste that isn't, you know, American watered-down beer is out there. And at some point or another, they had to acquiesce. They've attempted to take over some microbrews. Some of the major companies have taken over some of the microbrews, and so it's, you know, it's the same old guy with a new face face mask on.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with you. Beer is an incredibly good analogy. I wish I knew more about it.
I call it the beer industrial complex, and it's always and that, by the way, is a beautiful metaphor for public choice theory and how it is that big corporations collude with big business to destroy competitors and choice and creativity. But I guarantee you, like, you go hang out at some nano brewery where some young guy is making a triple hops, double IPA. He's so passionate about it. He just wants to serve it to his neighbors. He wants to show him his beautiful creation. And he discovers that there's a middleman that's going to prevent him from doing that. That kid probably was a democratic socialist until he realized that big government is the barrier to him creating this beautiful thing. So I love that metaphor, and there's just endless things about that. But, you know, the ultimate point of that story is that there's a lot more people in our country, in our world, that care about beer than they do about downward-sloping demand curves.
For sure.
So why not use that metaphor to hook people in? You know, a lot of our videos about beer are mostly just about how awesome beer is and how beautiful it is. And there are some lessons about free trade in there. There's some lessons about cooperation. there's some lessons about the creative destruction of entrepreneurship, but it's mostly just about an awesome beer.
That's a great opener for, you know, getting people to pay attention to some ideas they may not have considered or maybe didn't quite connect the dots on.
Yeah. I mean, the takeaway, and we'll go back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said something that we all hated, but I think she's right and we're wrong when she said that it's more important to be morally correct than morally right than factually correct. It's more important to be morally right than factually correct.
I do sort of agree with that. I mean, you know, I like my facts as much as anybody, but you do 15 years of on-the-air radio, you're going to be wrong, right? Like, and I'm talking about live radio. You're going to come off the top of your head, you're going to remember something, and you're just going to, the fact is going to be wrong. But no matter what the story is, you know, what factual thing you got wrong with the story, some story occurred like that in the last 5 decades that was exactly as you said it was, because the facts just sort of move around. For me, freedom's the answer. What's the question? And so, you know, some question here or another, you know, some fact here or another might be, not appropriate. And if somebody wants to call in and exactly about the facts, I can do my best by looking at the story. But I've had stories written about me multiple times, and I know not one single of those stories was factually correct. So
happens all the time.
Journalism is trying to paint a picture as best they can.
Yeah.
And these people aren't evil as much as they've been painted that way over time. They're just people trying to write stories. And if they got something wrong, oftentimes you can slip them a note and they'll change it for you right online. That's one of the great things about being online.
And, you know, they have a set of values. AOC has a set of values. We have a set of values. And those values frame the stories that we tell. And, you know, the nice thing about being us is I think actually factual reality lines up with the values of liberty, but it goes back to that point that most people consume stories, particularly stories about real people that they can relate to, and they're values-based stories. And, you know, you can inundate people with facts and figures and numbers. Libertarians are great at this. When we argue about health care, we will put up a spreadsheet that shows categorically that if the government centralizes health care, it's going to be a lot more expensive and people are going to stand in line.
Yeah.
The other side...
They already did that.
Yeah. The other side will tell you a story, a real story, about a real mom whose daughter desperately needs some sort of treatment that evil insurance company wouldn't sign off on.
Right.
And at the end of that, me as a libertarian, I'm like, I want to save that little girl.
I hear you.
That's the story that we need to tell, because there are devastating examples of how governments screw real people every single day.
We tell those stories online of the little kid in Great Britain that's trying to go to Italy to get some treatment, and they won't even let him out of the country because he might actually live or whatever. I mean, and I don't know the story, and the stories are great. And then I present these to somebody who wants single-payer health care, and, you know, they're just like, well, you got to break a few eggs. Well, what about the insurance model? Why don't you break a few eggs there? And
hold that thought. We can continue. Can you stick with us, Matt?
Yep, sure.
We got more on the way here on Free Talk Live, the Saturday episode of the program from Freedom Fest 2019. This is for.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.